And at this time, we welcome in Deborah Conmiller, who is the executive director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Appreciate you coming on. We're trying to fill in the voters on some of the issues and things that they will be voting on the April 2nd ballot. And we have two amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution coming up. Both of them have to do with voting. One has to do with funding, and the other one has to do with those that work at the polls. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about that, if you would.
Sure. This constitutional amendment actually has two questions associated with it. On your ballot, you'll be seeing them under a title, referendum. This is a statewide referendum, these two questions. And the first question has to do with the use of private funds in the administration of our elections. And the League is actually asking voters to consider a no vote to both of these questions. And on the first question, our reasoning is such that our elections need to be fully funded. This amendment would preclude any municipality from accepting any funds from outside organizations that are non-governmental. However, this amendment does not ask the taxpayers at the state level or at the federal level to fill the gap. So we're afraid that the local taxpayers, municipal taxes, will have to go into the administration of our elections at a greater rate than they are now. We also believe that this is not necessary in our Constitution. This particular, prohibiting the use of private funds in election administration, this could have been done through legislation. This is not the kind of thing that usually would go into our Constitution. And if the legislature had wanted to make this change, as they did, and they put it on the floor as a bill, and it passed, and the governor vetoed it, so now we believe that the legislature is just trying to somewhat take away the executive's power and take that power unto themselves by bringing this constitutional amendment straight to the people. We know our clerks need to fully fund their elections. And without enough resources, our fear is that, election lines at the polling places could become much longer. There might not be enough resources to have an adequate number of poll workers to support our voters. There may not be enough resources to ensure that all of the components of an election, the curbside voting, the adequate amount of equipment, the training that's necessary, does all of this get a little short shrifted if we don't have enough funds in the election coffer? So for those reasons, we're really asking the voters, consider a no vote. This is not good for voters, and it's not necessary.
Okay. A little bit more background here, if we can. I believe that the first part of the referendum has to do with so-called dark money. And I believe it was, a donation by Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook for funding?
Yeah.
Right. And that was purely, it sounded like a philanthropical move, but it wasn't interpreted that way by some, I guess.
I think that's accurate. I think, too, there are two components to that. The Center for Tech and Civic Life did hand out grants throughout the United States, including Wisconsin. Every municipality that applied for grant funds from the center received those funds. So in Wisconsin, over 200 municipalities received funds to help offset the cost of the 2020 election. But private money has been a source of election funding from municipalities before 2020. So it increased in 2020 due to the pandemic. But it was very clear in the grant agreements that were crafted between the municipality and the Center for Tech and Modern Life that they could only be used for certain purposes. So the funds could only be used to administer elections. They could not be used for any partisan purpose. So what municipalities did was they bought election equipment. They paid poll workers. They trained poll workers. They bought all of that protective equipment that we needed during the pandemic. So the plexiglass shields, the, you know, enough pens so that every voter could have their own pen, enough sanitizer to make sure that the polling places were safe from COVID. It was very prescriptive. These funds are still available. Municipalities are still requesting them. And these same restrictions still apply today.
Okay. What was the concern with the second question as far as who can work the polls?
The second question is, in our estimation, quite vague. Elections are indeed a lot of work. Our clerks need a lot of support in order to stand up the safe, secure, and accountable elections that we have here in Wisconsin. And that takes a lot of different volunteers, a lot of outside experts, community members to really make sure that everything runs smoothly, that our voters are served well, so they have a good voting experience. Because of the vagueness of this particular question and the language that would go into our Constitution, it's uncertain as to whether all of the volunteers that have historically supported clerks could continue to do so. The question basically says that only election officials can administer our elections. That's the same language that's currently in our statute. But it goes a little bit further in that it seems to prohibit folks that wouldn't be identified in the statutes from helping our clerks. And that might be the folks who come in on election day that are the support workers for the election equipment. So say a machine is not working, you know, so somebody comes in from the company, they fix the machine. That person is not actually identified in statutes as being an election official. So would they be able to come in and fix that machine? Or would voters in that polling place have to endure long lines and you know, use just the amount of equipment that is still working in that polling place? We're also concerned for organizations like the League of Women Voters. You know, we do a lot of things to help support clerks that aren't identified in statute. We help our clerks recruit poll workers. We put out a voter guide that helps educate our voters as to who is on the ballot, where they can vote, who their clerk is, those kind of critical pieces of information so that a voter knows exactly what to do to get their vote cast. We're wondering now, in the face of this very vague question in support of the constitutional amendment change, that, you know, is our kind of work allowed? You know, there's an organization called Vote Riders. They help people get to the polls on election day or in early voting. Is that allowed? It's not in statute. So there's a lot of questions that are created by a yes vote to these questions. And our fear, of course, is that this will cause our taxpayers to incur even more expenses because this could end up being litigated in the courts because of the vagueness. And we know that litigation can be quite expensive.
Well, you have a lot of different expenses connected with elections. I know that just the machines that you feed your ballots in, they require software, and software is not cheap. Is it?
No. In fact, for election officials throughout the state of Wisconsin, one of the biggest costs to them is the cost of the equipment. And, you know, we hear that some areas of the state, because of this high burden, you know, maintain their older equipment, even though newer, better equipment is available for their voters. And so that's why, like, going to that first question, if they were allowed to take a grant, maybe they could buy that new, better equipment for their voters and really enhance the voter experience.
Okay. Deborah, anything else that people should know about this referendum and the two questions that'll be before them next Tuesday?
Yeah. Again, we're just advocating a no vote on both of these questions. Both of these policies do not belong in the Constitution. They belong in law. There's a way to get them into law, and the next session of our legislature will convene after the first of the year. And if these are the changes to election administration that they want, they should codify this in law. And let's see how that goes next year in the new session.
All right. Can you find out more information about this question on your website for the league?
Absolutely. We also have a toolkit that we've created that can help voters understand what both of these questions mean for them as voters. And that can be found on our homepage. We have a section called Toolkits and Resources. And if you go there, there is a toolkit called Vote No. And in that toolkit, you'll find much more information.
Deborah, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
That is Deborah Cronmiller, who is the executive director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, talking about a referendum question coming up on the April 2nd ballot. Actually, it's got two questions as part of it, and talking a little bit about that. That'll be before voters next Tuesday. We appreciate her joining us this morning.